Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cash Morning Show. A few minutes after 8 here on our Thursday morning. If you are just joining us, you've missed quite a bit this morning, and I want you to know that you can always go back on the podcast and pick that up. We make it easy for you at 971talk.com. A little earlier, we talked to Anthony Russo about the possibility of the White House floating a tax increase as part of this reconciliation bill. We talked to Anthony about 6:20 this morning. You can go find that on demand or hit rewind on the Odyssey app. Also, we had State Representative Brad Crist on about an hour ago at about 7:08. And we were talking about his committee, Emerging Issues, down in Jeff City, will hold a hearing on a new Better Together plan. It's not because he supports it. He's the chairman of the committee, though, and he's allowing the hearing to be held where they're talking about another statewide vote to combine St. Louis City and St. Louis County. So when you heard me talk about this a few months ago, that I heard it was trying to make a comeback, here it is. And that's an interesting interview with State Representative Chris. We appreciate him giving us a minute this morning. Again, back at about 7:08, you can go back and listen to all of that. Still ahead, we will talk to our friend Shannon Bream from Fox News Sunday. Really not much going on in the world. I don't know. The Italian Prime Minister is here today. Chris Van Hollen's traveling to El Salvador to bring terrorists back to the United States, or try to. There's a lot to get to. We can all agree on that.
You say you were going to ask Shannon if she was upset that she didn't get the opportunity to go up with Katy Perry and Gail King, Lauren Sanchez. Is that
yeah,
her name,
Lauren?
Right?
Amazon Prime.
They all got to go, and Gail King is mad. Just in case you missed it, Gail King is all hacked off. Now she doesn't want anybody to make too much out of what she did because you know she was just being Gail. But she's also mad if you are disrespecting her by calling her simply a passenger and not an explorer of space. It's crazy. Carl's at my computer up over here. Listen,
I don't like that people are calling it a ride. You know, you never see a male astronaut who's going up in space, and they said, oh, he took a ride.
That's because he's an astronaut, Gail. He's not a space passenger.
No, didn't you hear?
He's not a pilot.
Gail was the one who was steering the rocket ship.
How did I miss that?
I know. So, no, really, I mean, she was kind of the main reason that was successful.
Realized she was a rocket scientist.
Yeah, she's a lot of things. And now she might get her ears pierced because she's feeling wild. She can do anything because she
so
took that rocket ship up to space and back down.
Listen, every time I used to get in the helicopter for Channel 4, I would silently say a prayer because of my concerns about something like that thing in New York that happened this week where the blades fell off of it. But it would be intimidating to get on a rocket and ride it into even the lower part of outer space and then know you got to, depending on parachutes, to float you back down to Earth. I get that. It takes a little bit of bravery to do something
it
like
does.
That. but that doesn't make you an astronaut. It doesn't, right? It just, but playing Call of Duty does not make you a U.S. Army Special Forces person. It's a different thing. You're not an explorer. Somebody paid $150,000 for you to get to ride on that ship for 11 minutes. So you're a passenger. You were a passenger. Congratulations. It's a unique opportunity that not everybody gets. Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's get to our top stories here for a moment. Carl,
the Mark Cox Shortlist.
They want somebody to take on the system. They want somebody to tear down these barbaric establishment institutions.
That is, I struggled even to call her a journalist. Taylor Lorenz. Remember her, the one that doxed the founder of Libs of TikTok? She's out doing an interview that very much sounds like she is defending Luigi Mangione, the accused murderer of a healthcare executive.
Within 3 weeks, we're going to announce a series of new studies to identify precisely what the environmental toxins are.
Oh, they're mad at him, RFK Jr. The doctors are assembling against him. How dare he suggest that he knows what causes autism? Hey, if you're my age, when you were 10, 15, 20 years old, did you know anybody with autism? Somebody's got to get to the bottom of this.
The unanimous decision of this court is that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act 2010 refer to a biological woman.
Yes, they do. You could go to what a biological woman is. We are not amused.
Anyway, that is the British Supreme Court. They've cleared it up. Apparently, we're still struggling with that over here in America.
It's not left and right. It's not even Republican or Democrat. There's one line that divides us. Do you love America or do you hate America? It's really quite that simple.
Yeah, Seb Gorka there, Sebastian Gorka, who I've had as a guest on the show, and then he went on to get his own nationally syndicated show. But he's been a national security advisor and a foreign policy expert for many years. That's his background. And he was commenting, of course, on Van Hollen going to El Salvador and trying to bring home a foreign illegal gang member who we had deported. And that's where he's decided to stake his flag, is on that. And Gorka's like, you either love America or you hate America. If you're out trying to bring gang members back to the country who had no right to be here to begin with, you might want to reconsider where you stand on things. I mean, honestly, my guess is Chris Van Hollen is running for president in 2028, sort of like Cory Booker standing up and grandstanding in the Senate for 25 hours a couple of weeks ago.
So we just wait to see who tries to go to El Salvador, and that gives us some indication of who plans to run for president.
I'm waiting for AOC and Bernie Sanders to get on an airplane. They're going to fly to El Salvador. They're going to stage their own little news conference at the airport after they, too, get the news that the president of the country is not planning to meet with them.
But I'll change his mind. I'll be the one to do it.
There's so much misinformation out there about this Garcia guy. It's sad. It really is sad that people want to develop some sort of empathy now. So nobody denies the fact that there was an error in deporting him to El Salvador. But now that he's there, he's back in his home country in the custody of his own president. Getting him free is not going to be easy at all. And if he does get free, guess what? He's not coming back here. Period. He has no legal basis to be in the United States of America. A deportation judge issued that order. There's no confusion here. But the left and the media really want to stir up and act like something was done wrong. This guy was wronged somehow for being a gang member who's afraid another gang might kill him. I think that may be part of the risk of joining a gang to begin with. There may be somebody who doesn't appreciate that. This I got some new sound this morning from Chris Van Hollen, who went to El Salvador, and I want to ask our friend Shannon Bream about that. We'll also ask her when her trip on Blue Origin is being planned. We'll get to her when we come back from this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Break.
So I asked the vice president if I could meet with Mr. Abrego Garcia. And he said, well, you need to make earlier provisions to go visit CECOT. I said, I'm not interested at this moment in taking a tour of CECOT. I just want to meet with Mr. Abrego Garcia. He said he was not able to make that happen. I asked, he said he needed a little more time. I asked him if I came back next week, whether I'd be able to. He said he couldn't promise that either. So
get up, baby. Get There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Good morning to you, Shannon. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. You know, before you fly out of the country somewhere and hope to get an interview with the president of a foreign country, don't you normally have to plan that a little bit better than Senator Van Hollen did?
Yes, I do. There's a lot of negotiation. There's a lot of, hey, we're going to be there. What time would you like to come? Let's get you cleared. And especially to go visit somewhere like that Seacott prison down there. We all know, as I'm sure the senator did as well, there's got to be some planning and some implementation before you get down there.
Have you heard his name mentioned as a presidential candidate in 28? Because what he did to me is very much like what Senator Booker did. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of media attention for it. But in the end of the day, what he did really didn't accomplish anything.
Well, and it accomplished headlines, and it now sets up this debate. Is this what Democrats believe is going to be a winning topic for them? And a lot of them are out there saying the calls that we're getting, this is the number one issue coming in from our constituents. So he must have felt, especially since, you know, this man, Obrega Garcia, was living in Maryland. He got in trouble for calling him a citizen yesterday. They said he misspoke. So he's not... If he's referred to as just Maryland man, there is more to that story. And we're hearing from a couple of Maryland moms who lost their daughters to people who are in this country illegally, who said, listen, my daughter lived in Maryland when she was alive. We did not hear from Senator Van Hollen about what happened to her. And one mom, the mom of Rachel Warren, says, why is he using my tax money to go visit this guy in another country when he didn't even acknowledge the death of my daughter? And I think that's a question that he's going to have to answer.
Yeah, I agree with taxpayer money. I think that's ridiculous. I did hear yesterday Attorney General Pam Bondi was doing some sort of a press conference and talking about how the Trump administration's now suing Maine because it's continuing to defy Title IX and allowing biological boys in female sports. I mean, this is happening at states across the country, right? What kind of weight would a lawsuit like this carry? Because states are going to continue doing this.
Yeah, they will. And so we've got to get an answer. And I think the Supreme Court has got a lot on its plate, but maybe add this as a side somewhere, because if you've got a number of states saying that they will not abide by a federal policy and executive order, it's going to get back to that question again of how much power does the executive branch have? If they say, listen, this money, this funding, it's all tied to an executive order the president has issued, who has the upper hand? Because if you have states saying, we're just not going to comply, and there are states that are also suing the feds because their funding is getting cut off in some of these situations. So we have dueling lawsuits, and I think, unfortunately for the nine justices, they're going to be very busy settling these questions.
Boy, that's true. Shannon Bream with us, host of Fox News Sunday. Putting your legal hat on for a moment, this Judge Boasberg saying that he basically has found the government in contempt, or could find the government in contempt for not following his order. What does that look like? Like, who does he hold responsible for that? His boss or the president? I mean, I don't know who you would call into court other than somebody from the Justice Department to answer the question.
Right. And so is it going to be specifically targeted at those DOJ attorneys who have been before him and have had a really tough time answering some of these questions about those plane loads of folks who were taken to El Salvador? What time did they leave? At what point did somebody make a decision not to turn them around? I mean, those are all questions he's trying to get at. So I would assume he's talking about those attorneys, but he is giving them an opportunity, saying, to purge any kind of potential contempt finding by answering the questions, by taking action to give these people some kind of due process and hearing. So he's giving them some off ramps, but what happens if he does find them in contempt? You know, it's more likely probably a fine situation than throwing someone in jail. I think politically that would be really difficult for him. And I don't think he would go that far, but anything's possible, right? In this day and age of crazy news headlines that aren't Babylon Bee or The Onion, they're actually real.
Well, that's what's sad, is some of the Babylon Bee stuff feels real because it's just so ridiculous right now. Speaking of ridiculous, I had to laugh when I saw Letitia James was trying to go after Trump again. We know that's never going to stop. Then Trump fires right back and he says, actually, we're accusing you of mortgage fraud. Have you been following this whole story? Because it was some home right out of New York.
Yes, a little bit here. So apparently the allegation is that she was identifying a Virginia property as her primary residence, state of Virginia, although she was a full-time prosecutor in New York. There's also some allegation that somewhere she may have put on a form that she and her father were actually a married couple for purposes of getting a better filing situation. I don't know if that was a paperwork error or what happened there, but she says, I'm not going to be bullied. I'm going to push back. But if we're talking about the issue of valuing properties for the purpose of getting a loan, remember, that's what New York went after President Trump for like $500 billion in damages. So it seems kind of ironic that now there are allegations that she may have tinkered with some valuation on her properties.
What's your relationship with Lauren Sanchez? Think you can get a ride on that next Blue Origin?
You friends with Jeff Bezos?
Here's the thing. If she knew me at all, she would know there's no way in Hades I am going up in any one of those things. I am a chicken. I don't even like to fly. I have to fly all the time, and I white knuckle it through every flight. There's no way I'm leaving the planet.
Yeah, but apparently now when you do get on a commercial airline to fly, you're considered a pilot.
Well, listen, I'm not an astronaut, but I am a pilot.
Yes.
My brother is actually a pilot, so I spend a lot of time of my flights actually texting him and saying, am I going to die in this turbulence? He's like, you are not going to die in this turbulence. Calm down, have a glass of wine, and go to sleep.
Shannon, do you have anything scheduled for this weekend yet?
Well, we are talking with the White House. I can't tell you who we have, but we've got a White House guest on Sunday, and we've actually invited Senator Chris Van Hollen. I would love if he would accept our invitation to discuss things. We do have our legal panel locked in, Tom Dupree and Jonathan Turley, because there is yet again so much legal stuff percolating, so we will break it all down on Sunday. And I've got a special. I went to Houston and spent time with Butch Wilmore, the astronaut, just back from his extended stay in space. And I got to sit with him at his church and talk to him about his faith and the fact that he conducted services from space. And one of the guys he kept in touch with, Mr. Billy, 90 years plus, will be with us too for that interview.
Very cool. We'll be watching, Shannon. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. See you later. We air that at 4 o'clock, by the way, on Sunday afternoons right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. You don't want to miss this one.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back.
Kim on a whim.
When you think of the American dream, you know, if you were talking to a friend, I achieved the American dream. What would that look like for you?
Having a home and a secure foundation for my family, and knowing that my kids are going to do better in life than I did. That to me, that is the American dream. That's my American dream, and I've been fortunate enough to achieve that.
I would agree with that. That's what I would say.
I think that's what my parents' dream was. Mm-hmm. My mom was a school teacher. My dad was a steel worker. Mm-hmm. All they wanted was to make sure that they provided enough to make sure that I had a basis to be successful, mm-hmm. and would maybe achieve as much or more than they did in their lives.
It's so easy, especially these days with social media, and you're always seeing new things, new trends, and you want to try to keep up, you know, this whole notion of keeping up with the Joneses. More, more, more. I need more to be content. And it's hard to sometimes sit with what we have and realize how blessed we are. Like, wow, there's food on our table. There's food in our pantry and in our fridge. And we have a roof over our head that, you know, has locks. I mean, you think about a lot of people, like when I went to India, and they're living quite literally in trash. They're living in a slum, they sleep on dirt floors. And so it's easy to overlook all of that. And I think back to people who came here and went through Ellis Island, and when they were dreaming of coming here, what maybe went through their mind of, okay, I'll know I've officially made it. I've achieved the American dream when I X. It sounds like that's what generally people think of when they think of the American dream, what you said, Mark. There was a study from Realtor.com that talked about how nearly 3 out of 4 Americans, so 75% or so, believe that home ownership is part of the American dream, though just 59% of people believe it's actually achievable.
Wow.
You hear a lot about rising home prices, and when I Google this, according to Realtor.com, as of February 2025, the median price for an existing home, so not new construction, just take a ballpark guess what you think it is.
200, maybe 240,000.
Then you're not looking at just Missouri, I'm talking nationwide.
Well, it's probably higher than that then.
Just under 400,000. $398,400. That's very high. So that probably is a contributing factor on why a lot of people feel like they just can't, if they haven't already, they're having a hard time getting into it. They aren't saving enough for a down payment. And the market's still relatively hot, where you go to make an offer, you need to make it quickly. You might need to go over. A lot of people, I felt like, were worried that right after COVID, things would completely drop off. There certainly was a drop off, but maybe not as big as people realized.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, is that when you talk to people who are immigrants to this country, that home ownership is exactly one of the things they talked about before the election. And if you remember this or not, you can go back and you can find it on the podcast, I'm sure. Prior to the election, we had a lady in here who I met who was driving an Uber, and she had moved here from the west coast of Africa 15 or 16 years ago when her two sons were young. And one thing Evelyn told us, the one thing she was the most proud of, is that she had moved here, she won the visa lottery, she got to come to America, she was able to go to school, she brought her mother, she had her two sons with her, one of her sons I think is going to be a doctor now, and one of the things she was most proud of is that she owns her own home down in South County and is able to support herself and her family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her American dream. It's not living in a million-dollar mansion somewhere in West St. Louis County. That would be nice, I'm sure. Some people are luckier than others in how they achieve these things, but that's it, is peace and prosperity and knowing that. And the average price, my guess is in St. Louis, it's lower than that.
Oh, I would definitely say in St. Louis, it has to be closer to like the 230 to 250 because
you can find housing stock that's less expensive in St. Louis. Now, obviously, that's going to depend on the neighborhood you want to live in.
Right.
I get that. But it's going to be more achievable in the Midwest than it's going to be in a California or a New York.
Those are the
or
outliers
a Florida
that,
now,
are
for sure.
That are throwing off that number.
Yes.
Yeah, Midwest, I agree. I mean, prices are certainly going up. It is interesting because I would argue that Gen X and the baby boomers care a lot more about home ownership. That's a bigger deal to them than, say, Gen Z. It's not to say that Gen Zers don't care about it, but it seems as though they're prioritizing travel, experiences. You know, you hear of these Gen Zers dropping thousands of dollars to go to these festivals and all these things. And not that that hasn't been a thing in the past where people would do that. You know, I think of like the 60s before my time. But it seems like there's a bigger emphasis on that now, where people are willing to rent because they don't want the responsibility of having to take care of the home if something goes wrong. They want to jet off if they get an opportunity to, say, go to Europe on some cool adventure.
That's an interesting perspective. What I would do as a Gen Xer, I guess, or the last year of the baby boomers, actually, technically. Even though my parents weren't old enough to have been in World War II, I'd want to take them by the shoulders and shake them a little bit and say, you do realize that the reason the average price of a home today is, what you said, just under 400, I'd say in the St. Louis area, it's probably under 300.
I just looked. It's 251.9.
Okay. So the reason that that's where it is today is that homes appreciate. And if you're living in an apartment, you're giving away the money to another landlord, whether it's a corporation or an individual, and you're just giving them that money, and they're the ones getting the value out of the home appreciating. It's an asset.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you may buy one home and live in it your whole life, but it's going to be worth more when you die than it was when you bought it.
Right.
Odds are, and I just don't know why people would not want that at some point. You can't rent forever. If you do, you're wasting an incredible amount of money.
Some people just don't want the responsibility, though. That's too stressful, thinking about pipes bursting and other things that can happen that come with home ownership.
Yes.
People are staying.
Like leasing a car.
Yes, I would never lease a car, but I know people who do and would never really care about owning it. I can't imagine doing that because I feel like I'm just throwing away money. My car is paid off, which I really appreciate. By the way, if you're interested, if you're listening from Illinois, the median home price there supposedly is about $258, so just slightly higher.
For the entire state of Illinois?
This is for Illinois,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is to be expected. But then you think about the obviously your home's going to appreciate over time, or at least it's expected to. But then you think about what happens in St. Louis County, and where it was like a couple years ago, where Sam Page's county executive, his didn't go up, but basically everyone on the street did. We've been talking this morning about how all of a sudden people who live in the city are realizing that their home values have, I mean, astronomically gone up. I mean, we're talking about from like $20,000, which is stupid low, to $100,000. Great. If you're trying to sell, I guess that's fantastic. But at the same time, you're going to be paying a lot more in taxes. So if you're a landlord, you have no choice unless you want to eat that cost, which why would you? You have no choice but to raise rent on your renters.
Right.
They will not like that. They could move. Oh, we're sorry. We just undervalued all these homes, and I don't know. It was a mistake.
Remember a few years ago when there was a controversy in St. Louis County over how they did those assessments? In some cases, they did drive-bys, which tells you nothing about the property. If there's been any improvements or anything else that would increase the value of the property over normal, you know, a normal rise in valuation because homes are harder to get. If you've added an addition or you've redone the basement or something like that, and you didn't report it to the county, when you did it, you didn't pull a permit, the house might be worth more than you've given it. But those, when they started doing individual assessments, then the numbers went up higher. I wonder what the difference is in the city. Nobody's been able to explain that to me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, too, that they're saying the homes that were the most impacted by this hike in the assessed value, the homes in the southeastern part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So did that area just get skipped right over? What happened all those years ago when they were saying they were really, really undervalued? Did the person just get lazy who was supposed to hit up those neighborhoods?
Know.
You know what? I'm hungry. I'm going to Chipotle. I want a burrito. And just kind of was like, this one's probably this. Well, $50,000, sure.
Whenever I hear the assessment story and I hear the assessors claiming, well, we're doing it differently now than we used to do it, you can't get away from one reality.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
There you go.
Ron Swanson.
Well said.
Nailed the dismount for sure. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. Remember I mentioned that Taylor Lawrence person? She's the one that doxed the founder of Libs of TikTok. She was getting death threats at her house and all this stuff because she was reposting all this stuff from TikTok. She's in the news again, this time for her praise of a suspected murderer. Well, everybody knows he did it, Luigi Mangione. And Sean Hannity had her on his show last night. It was something to see. We're going to talk about that when we come back. How old are the Spice Girls and why are you playing them on my radio show, Carl?
Because Posh, which is Victoria Beckham, is 51 today. That made Kim feel old.
I know of the Spice Girls, but it wasn't one of the bands I was obsessed with. I was an NSYNC girl.
Me neither.
You were NSYNC too?
Neither.
They all wore platform shoes to make them all the same height.
Oh, so different heights
of
Kiss,
elevator
Kiss
shoes.
Did that too.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Really?
They
did.
No, not to be the same height. All right. So back to Taylor Lawrence for just a minute. Sometimes you just can't fix stupid, but for some reason, this one keeps popping up in the national media. She's a sweetheart of the left, and the mainstream media loves her. But of course, she is a progressive leftist, sort of like AOC, and she happens to be a journalist. So she became famous, really a household name, when she doxed the young lady who started Libs of TikTok. She had done that anonymously, and she would repost stupid videos from liberals on TikTok, and it became immensely popular, and suddenly everybody wanted to know who she was, even though she wasn't doing anything other than showing people on Facebook who didn't happen to be on TikTok some of the insanity. I remember that, right? So it was Taylor Lawrence who did that. So along comes Luigi Mangione, who shot and killed a husband and father who happened to be a healthcare executive. And you've suddenly got this movement in America of young women and probably some men who have started idolizing this guy, writing him letters, trying to send money for his defense, when you can see him in the video walk up and kill a man in cold blood on the street in New York City, all because he looks good with his shirt off or he's an attractive kid? I don't know. He's clearly insane.
Well, that's not the only reason they're doing it. I'm sure some women are doing it for that reason, but they feel like he was justified because the evil healthcare system takes advantage of people, which maybe you could argue that, but does that justify murdering somebody? No.
And what are the odds that guy's the one that made the decision that screwed you up would be the other, or even if you could think any part of it was justified, which I think is silly. So Taylor Lorenz did an interview talking about Luigi Mangione, and if you listen to the interview, she's talking about why people think he's an okay person, and then she kind of phrases it on her thoughts on Luigi Mangione. This is how I listen to it. Listen.
The women who got her outside chorus in New York.
So you're going to see women especially that feel like, oh my God, right? Like, here's this man who's revolutionary, who's famous, who's handsome, who's young, who's smart. He's a person that seems this like this morally good man, which is hard to find.
He's a person who seems like a morally good man, which is hard to find.
It is hard to find. I think that's why you have to go to the prisons. Slim pickings. I'm glad I'm not single anymore.
Well put. So Taylor Lorenz, who's never seen a TV camera she didn't fall in love with, agreed to go on the Sean Hannity show last night. This did not go well for her. Listen.
Why don't you condemn them? Do you condemn? Will you say that anyone that praises this guy is lacking a soul, a conscience, and a heart? Do you agree with that statement?
Well, what I will say, Sean, once again, is that I believe in free speech.
I just asked you a very direct question. Will you say that anyone that's praising this guy doesn't have a soul, a conscience, and a heart?
I don't believe in things like, you know, religious things like souls and all of these things.
I'm not asking about religious. If you can't have sympathy for a dead father and husband, do you lack a conscience, a soul, and a heart? That's a simple question. You're a smart woman.
Well, let me respond to you, Sean.
She never did. She wouldn't answer the question. She just tried to claim she was describing how other people feel about him. I think what she said was pretty clear. All right, Brian Kilmeade will be up next right here on 97.1 FM Talk, followed by the Annie Fry Show and the Mark Reardon Show. Keep it tuned right here all day long. And Kim and Carl and Sue and I will see you Friday morning about 5 a.m.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.